What is up, guys? I am super excited to make this 2022 announcement. I have officially started doing work with the fine folks over at Metabolic HQ. If you're not familiar with Metabolic, they are probably one of the most exciting, fastest growing fitness franchises in the scene right now. If you've been following my content, you know I jumped on board and started creating content about their brand back in 2017 because I truly think they were the first and currently right now the best white space model in the game. When I say white space, I mean that thing that is cutting out all the noise from the CrossFit side of the world to the other end, to that Orange Theory F45 side of the fitness spectrum. Nobody is doing it better than Metabolic, and I'm real excited to be working with them to help them find individuals who want to open a Metabolic franchise. I know a lot of you guys might be looking to add to your fitness portfolio. Maybe you already own a gym, or maybe you're looking to start one and you're kind of bouncing ideas. Should I open my own and do my own brand, or should I jump on board with a franchise? So what I'll be doing is, if anyone's interested and wants to know more, I can act as an unbiased source of information. Okay, you guys know what I do. I'm very cosmopolitan when it comes to the fitness industry. I have seen it all, and I'm going to be there essentially to just kind of bridge the two. People interested who want to talk to an unbiased third party, and then putting them in contact with the Metabolic folks if that's a good mix. And I am privy to a lot of the information and questions you probably have. How much does it cost to get started? What kind of markets can I get into? Do I have to have a certain amount of net worth? I'll be able to answer those questions for you to the best that I can. And then when it gets beyond that and you want to get, you know, real serious, I'll just go ahead and share and kick you off in an email to the Metabolic HQ folks, and you can talk with them. But my goal here is to work with you, my audience, the people who listen to my content. And if anyone has that interest, just be an unbiased, you know, third party. You know, give me, you know, we'll get on the phone real quick and you just tell me, hey, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I like to do. This is what I like. And I could tell you honestly whether I think a Metabolic franchise would be a good fit for you. And if it's not, it's not. But anyway, guys, I'm real excited for this partnership. I'm real blessed that I got a great relationship with the Metabolic HQ guys. I'll be traveling around to their locations, sharing stories, podcasts, walkthroughs of their studios, so that you guys get a better idea as to what I think is the most exciting growing franchise in the fitness industry right now. Guys, shoot me a DM on Instagram if you've got questions or you're interested, and enjoy the podcast. What is up, guys? It is Stu. It is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. I'm making this podcast for all the owners out there who have employees who are currently not helping the situation as it relates to smoldering the competitive culture in a CrossFit gym, like that kind of toxic, hyper-competitive, for no good goddamn reason culture in a micro gym, especially, I'm specifically talking to these CrossFit affiliates. So I'll stop saying micro gym for this one, because this is uniquely a volatility issue within a CrossFit affiliate. So guys, listen, those of you that are coaches, you're part-time, you're full-time, you're GMs, you're fill-in, you know, random times throughout the week schedule, you carry influence. And I get it. You fell in love with this thing called CrossFit, and it brought out the competitive side in you. Some of you might be young enough and good enough that you can compete at some type of level. Maybe it's a weekend throwdown, or you can make it out of the open and you can go to whatever the fuck happens after the CrossFit open. And you can do that thing. However, what you need to understand is your desire to compete has nothing to do with the business, and you are directly negatively impacting the business. I'm going to explain why. If you are a coach that coaches classes and then immediately goes and runs to the corner to do their own programming, let's say that programming is off of an app provided to you by CrossFit Mayhem, CompTrain, Shaw, I don't care, whoever the, when you name a fucking app or a service provider of programming outside of that CrossFit affiliate, like that CrossFit affiliate did not provide for you, you, my friend, are fucking up. You are fucking up the brand positioning of that company. And I know you don't mean to. I know you're not doing this purposely. But imagine it like this. You ever been to Chipotle? I'm sure you have. Imagine you walked into Chipotle with Moe's Southwest Grill. You know Moe's? It's like the cheap version of Chipotle where they fucking say hi to you when you walk in the door. Yeah.
You walk into Chipotle with Moe's. You walked into a Chipotle and you were eating Moe's. Even better analogy, you work at the Chipotle and you go out for lunch and you bring back Moe's. So does that mean you don't believe in the essence of what Chipotle has from a burrito, tasty, fucking taco, fucking experience? You got to go to another brand, a competitor, someone that's offering something else and bring that in. That's how it feels for the gym owner. Those of you guys that are part of a CrossFit affiliate and you deem yourself to be a competitor, you're a competitor, which, no offense, I'm going to just say this and be kind of a dick statement. You're fucking not. You work at a CrossFit gym. If you work full-time at a CrossFit gym, you are a CrossFit coach. You are not a competitor. Nobody pays you. All right? You are striving to maybe be that one day. But I promise you this, if you really gave a fuck, you'd quit your CrossFit job right now and you'd dedicate the next 365 days to training. You'd hire a coach. You would go into debt. You'd sleep in your parents' basement if that's what you really wanted, but it's not. You'd rather keep your full-time job and try to squeeze in 2.5 fucking workouts in between your shifts, right? Because you're not willing to go all the way in like so many of the actual competitors are. It drives me insane when I hear someone like, I want to compete in CrossFit. I'm going to train for CrossFit. Asshole, you have a 9-to-5 job. I don't care if it's in a gym or in a Bank of America or at the fucking mall. I don't care. Until you're willing to go all the way in on this thing, you're not a viable fucking competitor. You're just wanting to play weekend warrior and there's nothing wrong with that. Just say that. Don't be trying to claim like you're trying to go to the fucking games, all right? Now, to back it up a second, when you guys are doing your own programming inside of your boss's business, this other brand, it does undermine. You're supposed to be a vessel, an organization that can provide high-end strength and conditioning. Well, if you like this competitive thing so much so that you believe in it, you went and purchased someone else's, wouldn't it behoove you to maybe go to the owner and say, hey, listen, you know, I personally am this kind of a person. I'm looking to be better competitively, and I find I have a problem. My problem is that the current programming we have here is not competitive enough. It's not geared towards, you know, excelling at the sport. So I'm having to go elsewhere. What if we created something in-house? What if I helped create it? Because I'm very interested in this and I've been studying and I've been actually, you know, I feel like I've got a good feel on programming and you guys create this unique track. Now, the practical side of me is saying not that many people want it, but that would be far better for you to follow something that is an in-house brand versus an external third-party vendor brand. Because what the owner is looking at you as a maven, an influencer within the community. And there you are inside of his Chipotle eating fucking Moe's. It's undermining the brand. Because you guys, whether you like it or not, you know you're the badass in class probably. You know you always get one of the top scores. We get it. You are influencing the members with your decisions. Now, if you are like, Stu, I'm actually very competitive, I'm very serious about this, and regardless of what you say, I'm obviously not quitting my job, I'm going to do both, I'm going to achieve the highest level I can achieve, that's fine. You need to work with your owner then to make sure it is 100% conveyed to the customer and educated to them that going off in the corner and doing your special fucking programming with your 15 pieces of equipment is not what they need, and here's why. Right? You need to help the owner come up with maybe some level of hierarchy, right? When you can do this, then you do this. You know, like when you can do 5 strict chest to bar pull-ups at this tempo, then you worry about butterfly. Because ultimately what happens, guys, is you have these members who then challenge the owner and complain to the owner and complain to you guys that the programming's not good enough to get us better at this stuff, or we're not working on our weaknesses, when we all know as professional coaches that the average member doesn't need that competitive shit. They need to get better at the basics. I'm not gonna lie, probably a lot of you quote-unquote competitors listening to this shit need to get better at the basics too, you know. And stop cranking out your butterfuck pull-ups and actually get good at some strict fucking hollow body shit. Anyway, that's a different respect to tempo rant. I apologize, it just bled in here. My issue is this. I truly believe that your owners of the businesses want to see you succeed. They would love to do nothing more than pay you more money. They would love nothing more. You are making it very difficult for them by creating a divide in the membership and a very toxic competitive environment when you are placing the emphasis of your special thing programming you do in a direct combative position to that of what the owner or what you guys collectively put out to the group. You guys have either got to come up with separate tracks. You have to explain the difference between someone who's here for CrossFit and someone who's training for an event in CrossFit. You have to go ahead and create a hierarchy of movements so that members don't feel like they can just jump from 0 to 100 just because you're doing, you know, whatever on the side. Here's a great example. The owner programs sit-ups in the workout. Okay, sit-ups are great. Most people could benefit from them. And you do the workout with class, but you do GHDs. Why? Because you're fucking cool. You're awesome. You're fit as fuck. Sit-ups won't do shit for you anymore. No, that's like the perfect opportunity for you to do the fucking sit-ups with them. Do them better than they do it. Don't round out your back. On the way back with the sit-up, make sure your upper back and the back of your head touches the ground before your lower back. On the way up from the sit-up, make sure your lower back and head break from the ground at the same time. If you've never tried it, give it a go. It's actually really fucking hard, and it's the right way a sit-up should be done. You shouldn't look like a goddamn cocktailed shrimp doing a sit-up over and over and over again like you're trying to suck your own dick. Sit up straight, straighten your goddamn spine, tighten your midline. Those other sit-ups are fucking bullshit. Again, another angry rant, and I apologize. I'm working on my anger problems. Hey guys, listen, I'm making this for owners to share with you, and I don't blame you. I get it. I don't want to like make you think like I think just because you want to be competitive in the sport, you're stupid. I don't. I believe anything you want to do, you put your mind to it, you can fucking do. However, right now, if your livelihood is supported by this man or woman's business, you need to have a conversation with them. And owners, you need to get off your fucking pussy ass and have a conversation with these guys. So many of you guys are afraid to make moves. Owners, is what I'm talking about, are afraid to make moves because you're afraid of upsetting the coaches. And then if the coaches leave, some members will leave. And you've got this, you live in a fear vacuum. You can't. You guys need to work together. There is a happy medium. Coach Johnny, who's a full-time coach, can still train competitively and help steer the direction of the membership towards the GPP program. And when certain people achieve certain things and they declare they want to train for sport now, you guys can provide them exceptional additional programming and things like that instead of advocating for fucking comp train mayhem or whatever the fuck competitive programming that's out there that is not your brand. Do you coaches realize that as your brand grows, the brand that the owner has created, you grow, your business grows, your pay grows? Guys, we got to be working together on this and not against each other. So hopefully this helps some of you. All right, until I talk to you next podcast, have a great fucking day.